is made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I know that many of you have been rejoicing all day long since you met with the Lord early this morning to get your day started. And there is no better way to start our day than to meet with the Lord and have your devotion time with Him, your quiet time. Make sure you do that just to get everything started off right. Why don't we pray together while we're right here, right now? I thank you all for joining us tonight. Please don't forget to give in to the offerings of the Lord into His house. Don't forget, we're still just, the church has to remain running. So I appreciate your offerings. We all appreciate your tithe and your offerings. So the Lord bless you. Let us pray together right now. And if any of you are sick in your body, you're feeling pain, why don't you just put your hand on your body wherever you're in pain, and let's believe God for the miraculous tonight. I know one man that is having a problem with some bed sores, and I'm believing God to touch him on those sores to miraculously heal. As that message came out Sunday, we were already healed. It's already happened. So let's call the blood off of that cross and out of Jesus' body, just like He released it to the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. May He just release it into you now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray together. We join our hearts together in one accord, in one mind, in agreement, and believe that the blood that sweet Jesus shed for us, Peter called it His precious blood. Lord, that we send the healing out of that blood. May you release it from your body and to somebody's body this night that's listening. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, as you know, I'm telling you, there's something going on right now, you guys, that's way beyond our control. It's way beyond anything that you and I can even understand. You know, we're all throwing our hands up like, what's happening? What in the world is going on? But the deception that is upon the world right now, the deception is just the most amazing thing to watch, how the loudest mouths are being able to convince people to even things like defund the police and things like that. And people are scratching their heads wondering, what are we going to do? Well, I'm just going to call my message tonight, who can overthrow them? Who can do it? Well, let's talk about it. I'm going to take you to the Word. And the things that used to be hidden, it's the most amazing thing. The things that used to be hidden are just wide open now. I mean, you heard Bernie Sanders last 4 years ago when he was running for president. He was talking about, or even this time, he was openly socialist. He was an open socialist and proud of it. AOC, happy to tell you that she's a socialist and wants to see giveaways and everything and pay people not to work. I'm telling you, if you watch this news today, it just seems to get crazier every single day. And you know what's really behind a lot of it is total atheism. Atheism is there. Don't think it isn't. Atheism and communism and Marxism and socialism and the big attacks on the education. And then they want to pull that back. But even when the children are in school, the curriculum that's out there is amazing. And I know some of you in the South and the East Coast are watching us tonight because I hear from you. And some of you might be saying, oh, that crazy California, I'm so glad I don't live there. Well, can I tell you that what's here is coming your way very soon? It is a global thing. It's not just a global pandemic with COVID, it's a global pandemic of this hatred and this socialism spirit. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, okay? So that includes atheism, Marxism, socialism, the attack on marriages, the attack on the government leaders, the attack upon the unborn. We don't want to talk about that, but we must. The attack on the unborn babies. And it's all about the hatred for God and to shut up His church. And now there's an open attack against the church. You say, well, yeah, but they've shut everything down. But the senseless things that are happening now about the churches being closed is crazy. Well, we're opened and we plan to stay open. So when we look at the fires and the pandemics and the riots and the lies and the cover-ups and all of this, I just want to tell you today, somebody's saying, well, how in the world are we ever going to make it? Well, we have one that has the power to overthrow. Now, the power is within us, and let's talk more about it. But I want to announce to you, and I believe you would agree with me, that all of this is soon to be exposed. Yeah, we're going to find out who's underneath, bringing in Antifa, bringing busloads of people in. They're not coming by themselves. They're being paid to come in. So anyway, I'm not here to talk about all that, but there's a song that we've sung, you know, 4 or 5 years ago called This Is How We Overcome. I'm going to tell you that tonight. This is how we are going to overcome. Let me just explain it and break it down very simply. Every car, now we look at the outside of a car, and especially women, you know what kind of car I want when I buy a car? I want a pretty one. And of course, I want a white one. And I want one with a great sound inside. I want great music. But my husband used to tell me there's more than that. He said it's about what's under the hood. Well, I said, you worry about under the hood, and I'll worry about the outside. So anyway, but it's what's under the hood that thrusts that car out and makes that car run. And that's the engine, but it's unseen. Nobody can see it, but it's under there. And that's really what carries us. And now as you grow older, you find out, oh no, that engine is the most important part, because if that breaks down, we aren't going anywhere, okay? So there's been a breakdown inside the body of Christ. There's been a breakdown in the church. There's been compromise. There's been deception. And the Bible says that even, if possible, the very elect would be deceived in these last days. And I'm going to preach sermons just like this, because I don't want anyone here at Landmark and anyone that I could touch anywhere deceived during this day. Because you know what? We are the very elect. So we have an unseen force within us, within the church, and he is called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. And, you know, I grew up in a Pentecostal organization, but I must tell you, Pentecost is more than an organization. Pentecost is more than a way a person dresses. Some people claim that Pentecostalism is the way we behave or the way we dress or the rules we keep. But Pentecost is a person. Pentecost is an experience. And Pentecost is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus talked to us in John 14, 15, and 16. He said to his disciples as he was leaving, he said, come close, I want to tell you that it is very important, it is expedient for you that I go away, that the Holy Spirit might come. He talked about the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we would be empowered by him. That when the Holy Ghost came, he would give us power to be a witness. But today, I'm afraid that the church hasn't been such a witness as God had planned for us to be in the very beginning. Because a lot of people that you work with may not want to come to church because you work there with them. There's people like that. If I go to that church, so-and-so's there. Well, we, you know, what? They have all kinds of excuses, I know. But the witness, the witnessing power, people are looking at us. They're looking at our love. They're looking at this. They're looking at the way we conduct ourselves. So I'm just saying this is a whole different day. And there is an unseen force on this earth that Jesus left us. He said, you're not orphans. I'm leaving you with some power to help you be a witness, not just witnessing, not just talking to people about the Lord. See, talking to someone about the Lord is one thing. You say, is that a witness? Yeah, that is witnessing. But when he says, I will give you power to be a witness, that just means you become one without even opening your mouth. And when you do open it, it's you're going to be the witness. So that's a whole nother teaching. So we'll just leave that right there. But I believe that this is our time and it's God's moment. And Dee Garcia and I were just talking as we were getting started that this is such a strange time. There's even a feeling in the air. You can feel it even at home, you know. You can feel it when you walk indoors and the smoke of the air outside, the bad quality that we have. Air quality is terrible around here. But it's a different time. But we were also talking about how exciting it is. It's an exciting moment for the church. Hard to believe that you and I live in this generation where he's going to use us in this time as the church has never been used or seen like this before. And it's very soon to come upon us. It's called the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, as a spiritual pandemic, Joel said that God would pour his spirit out upon all flesh. And see, this pandemic, a pandemic is something that covers the globe. An epidemic hits a few, but a pandemic covers the globe, as COVID did. Now, let me say this. Before God ever does anything that he has planned, Satan always sends a counterfeit. And I believe that COVID is only a counterfeit to what Joel talked about, because Joel said there is coming a spiritual pandemic that's going to cover the earth. What is that? It's the work of the Holy Ghost. He said there will be an outpouring upon all flesh in the last days. And you and I are there. We're a blessed people to see it. And when he releases the power for us to be a witness in the church of the living God to fulfill his purpose. And what was the purpose of Jesus? See, there's only one purpose. There's a lot of assignments. We all have an assignment. But there's only one purpose, and that is the purpose of Jesus. And Jesus, the Bible says, came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. Now, I know we all went through purpose-driven life a few years ago, but there's only still one purpose, and that's Jesus' purpose, to destroy the works of the enemy. And then he gives us our own personal assignments. Now, can you imagine what it's going to be like when every one of us walk in our own anointings? Your anointing will be different from mine. As we walk out into the streets, we go into the highways and byways and grocery stores and post office, the hospitals. We'll all have our own assignment in this day. Now, I want to say this. I'm not cutting anybody back, but I'm just saying this revival is not going to be about who can plant the most churches or have the most campuses. It's an amazing thing today. As you go around, you'll hear larger churches, and on TV they're all talking about, we've got a campus over here, we got a campus there, we got 15 campuses, and it's not going to be about church planting and campuses and the most entertainment type of worships. I mean, some churches, you can go in this building and have country type worship, and they will do the what do you call that country dance, the no, it's a country, you know, they all join hands, and you can do that dance. You can go to have a more Hawaiian style worship. You can have more of a pop worship, more of a 50s style. I mean, this one church I know of in LA, they have like 10 different rooms that you can go in and just please yourself with worship. I should say music, okay? I wouldn't call it worship, I'd call it music. So anyway, it's not going to be about all that, the entertainment types of worship. Not going to be about all the things like growing my church, getting my church big. All of that's over. Listen, this revival that's going to be here soon and is opening up right now because Satan's given it his one last big kick to see if he can counterfeit and get in the way of what God is getting ready to do. Listen, this revival's going to be early church stuff. I'm just saying, it's going to be early church stuff, and this revival is going to be the apostolic kind. Yeah, it's going to be the kind of Paul and Peter and all the disciples walked in, Mary Magdalene, where the devils were cast out of her, and she began to follow after Jesus. This is going to be a follow Jesus kind of revival. Oh yeah. This is the kind of revival that will be the road to Damascus kind. The kind of Paul was knocked off of his horse. Yes. These guys are out there playing around, having a great time, breaking windows out and saying, give me your house, give me your house. All that's about to come to an end. How's that going to be overthrown? By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's the only one that can do it. And we must be full of him again in this hour. The church has wanted to fill up with everything else. We've been a church of blessings over the last 30 years. And God said, it's time that we go past the point of blessing and into the glory and into the power of God. So it's going to be that, I'm telling you, the Damascus Road experience, because a lot of these people are going to be stopped in their tracks. They may have been throwing rocks through windows last night, but crying their eyes out today, following after Jesus in the next moment. It happens just like that when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene. What if this revival becomes the kind like Ananias and Sapphira, that kind of revival? What if we begin to hold back a part when Ananias and Sapphira, the disciples were all putting their monies together. They were putting everything together. They sold houses, they sold lands, and they put all the money together. And the disciples said, bring it in and we will divide it all. And so they all did, except for these two people, husband and wife. And they were selfish. And they were walking out the door and Peter says, hey, did you guys sell your house? And they said, yes. And they, or your lands? He said, yes. So did you bring your offering? Oh, yes, we did. And he told him a lie. And then Peter said, who caused you to lie to the Holy Ghost? So they held back a part. He says, you're going to drop dead before you walk out this door. And Ananias fell dead. Here came his wife. Peter asked her the same question. She lied to the Holy Ghost and she dropped dead as well. So I pray that we don't have that kind of revival, the Ananias and Sapphira revival, because that would be devastating. But you know what? It could happen. I heard this today with my own ears. I heard it on the radio. I was listening to the news. And I heard Joe Biden say, the president says that he believes that this COVID is going to pass over and it will be like a miracle. It will be a miracle that will happen and it will pass over. And he says, I'm here to tell you today, quote Joe Biden, I'm here to tell you today, there is no miracle that can cast this COVID disease down or this pandemic. No miracle will do this, President Trump. And when they start talking like that, and daring God, I'm going to tell you, I hope that he has mercy and does not do an Ananias and Sapphira on that kind of talk. I think God's just got to say, I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. I've had it with that kind. I believe this revival is going to be the Lazarus kind, where you and me, I mean, somebody's going to call you and they're going to say, come to my house and pray. And you're going to go over there and their loved one just passed. And you're going to walk in and say, get up in Jesus' name. No, you don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be anyone. Except you will see the glory of God. Somebody was knocking on the door. You can check them out. Tell them we're recording, Dee. I'm sorry, I got distracted. We probably should have an usher down here with us. But the Lazarus, you will go out. You don't have to be an evangelist, a pastor, or anybody else. You can just go in Jesus' name and say, get up, and they'll rise up. Now, I want to switch gears here for just a minute and talk to you about something else that's happening right now. Simultaneously, these things are happening. Yes, there was a counterfeit for the anger and the hatred and all that's happening. There was a pandemic. And yeah, the truth of the matter is the pandemic will be spreading, but it'll be the glory of God. Yes, there was hatred and looting and fighting, but the power of the church will rise up and overcome that by the work of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, I want to talk to you about the harvest. I was on my way to Visalia the other day. As I was driving down the road, I felt like the Holy Spirit had arrested me. He arrested me and said, stop and look. Look at the harvest. And as I looked on the grapevines, within probably 1 mile, I looked at these grape vineyards, and the grapes were hanging on the vines so low. I had never seen the vines hanging so low. There were the beautiful, luscious purple grapes. They were so gorgeous, and I had never seen bunches and bunches hanging like that. You go down to the next vineyard, and then there were green grapes. They were just lusciously hanging all over the place, and there were raisin grapes. Those of you that live out of California may not know what raisin grapes were, but there was all kinds of grapes there. It was a really amazing sight. And then I went a little farther, and there were walnut groves, and the walnuts had almost broken the limbs down off of the trees they were hanging, and there were pecan trees, and some trees I didn't even know what they were, pistachios. There were all kinds of nuts that were just hanging on the tree. And the Holy Spirit said, you see that? Run the parallel. The harvest is ready to bring in. The harvest is ripe and ready to be picked. What is not picked right now, if they don't go in quickly and get the harvest of grapes, just like it is with the oranges, when the oranges start coming, if they don't, then those grapes would fall and rot to the ground. God is saying to you, me, you and me, people, it's time for the harvest. It's time for us to move. He has anointed us to walk in His glory. Now, I'll say this. We cannot wait and say, Lord, 4 months and then the harvest. That's scripture. Don't say, well, I'll do it when my kids grow up. I'll do it when I get more money. I will do it as soon as this thing passes, as soon as I feel better. No, the harvest is ripe right now. So be careful who you meet on the street. If you're sick at home, you have somebody coming in to treat you. Be careful to hear what thus saith the Lord, that you help gather the harvest into the barn. I'm going to read to you in closing Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Listen, there's two fires coming. There's an unquenchable fire that's going to hit with judgment on the world. You will see it. These people will not get by with this forever. Now, if they turn their hearts to God, they're in a safe zone. But when the judgment of God comes, no one is safe. Out from underneath the blood of Jesus, no one is safe without the helmet of salvation. Make sure that you take on the helmet of salvation. Receive the Holy Ghost into your life tonight. He is our power. He is that overcoming spirit. And John said it. He said, man, I've baptized you with water. We're getting ready to have a baptismal here at the church pretty soon. And we baptize with water. We believe in baptizing with water. We believe you must be baptized. But he said, you're going to be baptized with. Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's the second fire. It is the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes to help you and I overcome the wicked tactics and wiles of the devil. Now, he told us, Jesus says, my winnowing fan is in my hand. I'm going to clean out the threshing floor. I'm going to thoroughly clean house. I believe that Jesus is coming in, and he's going to be flipping the tables of darkness over. He's going to be flipping the tables once again, And he's going to come out and he's going to set his church in order. He's going to set his last day plan in order. So he told you and I, prepare yourself now. Get Acts 1:8. When the Holy Ghost comes, he'll give you power to be a witness. Why? Because I want you to bring the wheat, that means the lost, into my barn. I want you to bring them into my barn. So he will put them before us, and every one of us will win different people. And we will only overcome them by the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit. California, yes, it's on fire right now, but that's another parallel to run. California's burning. It's on fire, but I believe his church is burning too. Satan sent the counterfeit. Let that be a good news to you tonight. Okay, Satan knows that the fire of God has been promised to us. So that's why he's setting all these blazes, and now we're hearing that the fires have stopped at the border of Canada. Why? Because Antifa is not allowed in Canada. But they're allowed in our area, okay? So these fires are all being set. But again, the tables are going to be flipped. This darkness is going to be uncovered. But Satan knows we are soon to see the Holy Spirit fire, the Holy Ghost fire upon our land. And Joel's prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Now, let me give you another song. I wish I had the music tonight. If I had the soundtrack, I'd sing it right now. But I'm just going to read the words. I'll spare you. And it's your lucky day. But Hezekiah Walker wrote this song, and we sang it many, many times. It's called I Am Sold Out. Not S-O-L-D. S-O-U-L-E-D. Sold. My soul. I am sold out. That's what we used to talk about in the old church and growing up days in Pentecost. We talked about, I am sold out. The old timers would say, are you sold out, honey? Are you sold out to God? That meant nothing else will take his place. Anyway, I believe that this is a prophetic word. This song is very prophetic for today. Listen to this. Hezekiah Walker said, I am sold out. My mind is made up. I am sold out. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. No room, no vacancies. I'm all filled up. His spirit lives in me, and that's the reason I'm sold out. And then he goes on to say, who can separate me from the love of Jesus? Not death, nor life. Jesus paid the price. Now I'm free from sin. I am sold out. And then there's a little tag on it that says, I've come through the fire. I've come through the rain. But God, he never left my side. He is my comfort through all fear and pain. I am sold out. I'm asking you tonight, are you sold out? I remember back in about 2015, I was called up to New York and called up to Ohio. And I did a women's conference and then went to the churches and did the services. And the Lord gave me a message when I was on the plane there. Now, when you're going to do conferences, that's way too late to get a message. But I got four messages that just fit together like a glove called The Pentecostals Are Coming. And the Pentecostals, again, it was not an organization. It was a type of people. And tonight as I was preparing this and the Holy Spirit brought that message back, I thought, you know what, Lord, I feel like that was premature. Now I feel like it's the time for the Pentecostals. See, Pentecostals are not compromisers. We're total separated people. We don't compromise. We are not deceived. We know what we believe. We hold on to our doctrines. We hold on to the glory of God. We're not afraid to stand for religious liberty. We're not afraid to stand for the unborn. We're not afraid to stand for marriage between one man and one woman. We're not afraid to stand, because this anointing in the earlier days, there was always the lamb's anointing, but I believe this one's coming out as both a lion and a lamb and a lion. This anointing in this last day must be a lion's anointing, because the fighters The destroyers, the rioters, don't understand anything but power. We can't just be wimpy and soft and sweet and kind. We're going to have to rise up in the power of God. And that doesn't mean be mean. That doesn't mean be harsh. That means the power of God will work through us as it did the apostles. So Jesus is coming with healing in his wings, and that healing is in our hands. It's in our hearts. His power, his glory is on us. It's a dark time, and that's when his glory will be seen upon us. And the Pentecostals are a sold out people, totally sold out, a people that are unashamed, not ashamed to sit at a table of people drinking their champagne, drinking their wine, and you say, no, thank you. And you can drink your 7-Up out of a can. You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed of the glory of God. You're not ashamed to be a separated people. Okay? I believe there's going to be many, many atheists in this day, many socialists, many Marxists, many people right now, they're going to turn their hearts to God because the winnowing fan is in the hand of the Holy Ghost once again. Church, I just want to tell you, be on ready. Just stay on ready because God is getting ready to be seen in this earth the way he wants to be seen, and it will be his power that will bring the overthrow and the overcoming power in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you. I pray that you receive that message tonight. May he fill us with his anointing and his power and his glory. And Father, I thank you tonight for every man and woman of God that was listening. Lord, even the interruption we had, you know what that was about. I bless those people. Lord, I just pray that you bless them, whatever they needed. Maybe it was taken care of. But Lord, we bless them. But Lord, I pray that you will begin to show yourself now to the people in the streets, even tonight at 10 and 11, 12 o'clock when they go out through the streets of Los Angeles and Atlanta, Georgia, and San Francisco and Portland, Lord, and they begin to do their work. The world is going to do what they're going to do, but God, you are going to do what you're going to do as well. You will have a people. And Lord, we are here. We're ready. I pray that you would loose your fire upon your church and your people now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace. In Jesus' name. I love you so much. Look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the house or online.